You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to get the information, asking for the white blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and this is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast, and you can fill in the middle. And we've got on the line with us, we've held over Kathy Rubio, and we'll be giving out her information a little later in the hour so you can follow her good work. We're going to be joined in just a moment by my good friend Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. And we're going to kind of combine two messages here now because you've heard the threats are here. Kathy's giving you the chocolate-flavored version. I'm giving you vanilla. But I'm telling you, it's headed to the same exact dining table. And what we're telling you is coming, is coming. I'm getting it in multiple sources. So is Kathy. This is not to be taken lightly. Many of you who followed me for years know that I probably sound like I'm kind of on the edge of hysteria. I'm not that far gone, but I may sound that way. That's because I understand the gravity of the moment we're in at this point in history. And right now, it's like America's taken a sleeping pill. Trump has taken the necessary moves, but he's not telling the people why, and he can't. He cannot do that. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, this hour, we are brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com. Speaking of Bob Griswold, all your prepping needs, from water filtration to night vision, to anything you possibly need, is right there. And Bob Griswold does one of the, he's one of the few guys I know in the prepping business that will meet you at your level, tell you what you need to move to the next level, and he'll do it without charging you. That's right. I mean, most people are charging huge sums of money for their time and their expertise. Bob's here to serve, and that comes through loud and clear when he's on the show. Don't forget, in the third hour, we have a tribute to the late Joshua Coy. I don't go a day without thinking about my friend Josh. You know, I thought that he would be in the next generation of young broadcasters to carry the torch, you know, after people like Steve Quayle, Doug, myself. When we pass along and we hang up our microphones, I thought Josh would always be there and be one of the mainstays. And unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. And there's not a day go by that I don't miss him. And we talked frequently. And he and I did an interview on a 2-million-man FEMA camp. That's right, you heard me. And that interview got cut off by, we think it was the NSA. And I thought it was a fitting tribute to Josh. It's a fascinating interview. That'll be in hour number three. Well, let me set the table here. You've heard the first hour where I throw something on the table and Kathy goes, yeah, I got this version of it. And it may not be word for word, but we're sitting here reinforcing each other's knowledge about what's going on, what's coming. We are in dire, dire jeopardy, America. We are under attack. World War III is a possibility. Internal upheaval and civil war is a possibility. And as I will cover tomorrow on thecommonsenseshow.com in an article, the Civil War and World War III are connected by the same people. The same threats are promoting both. People like George Soros, the Bank of China, China itself, the bankers, you know, the usual cast of suspects. And this hour, we're going to get into that. Bob, welcome to the show. I know you've been listening with keen interest to Kathy. And you must have, Bob, based on our conversations that you and I have a lot, you must have been going, holy crap, Batman. We've heard this before. What's your reaction to what you heard with Kathy?
Prepare. I mean, you know, the term falls on deaf ears. And I just pray tonight people's ears would be unstopped. What is coming is going to be worse than what happened in Nazi Germany. The technology is going to make it far worse. You know, when that little thing we talked about the other night, and I so recommend people go get that movie, Escape from Sobibor.
How do you spell that, Bob? How do you spell that? Because I had someone write to me and ask me about that, and I didn't know how to spell it.
Sobibor was one of the death camps. Most of the camps in Germany were labor camps. Sobibor, in eastern Poland, there were four death camps where that's where they actually sent the Jews to be murdered. Sobibor, Sobibor, extermination camp. And it shows how these Jews in this camp, they were there to be executed. As soon as they finished doing their job, which was as the new Jews came in, they would sort through all the Jewish luggage and stuff and sort out any good stuff they could send back to Germany. And so that was their job. And they knew as soon as the supply of Jews stopped, they would be killed. And some Russian Jews that were captured as prisoners of war, they were military, came to the camp, and the civilian Jews and the Russian Jews coordinated together and figured out a way to give everybody in that camp a chance to escape. Everyone had a chance to escape. It wasn't just 5 or 10, and it was a pretty ingenious plan. You know, I think we could learn some things today from that. And, you know, from that little talk we had the other day, I just tell people, and I think Kathy would agree with me, the problem with America today is beer and football. They are so plugged in to this media and the brainwashing that goes on. You know, hip, hip, hooray. You've got to turn it off. Kathy, I mean, you mentioned something I've been ranting on, and I use the word rant for 10 years now. Christian parents, you need to get your children out of public school.
Amen.
I know it will be hard. I know it will be hard. I know the inconvenience. I know you might have to downsize your life. But just from the statistics, if you are Christian parents, you go to church every Sunday, you take your kids to church every Sunday, if you put them in public education, when they leave public high school, they will never go back to church again. That's how effective the brainwashing is. So it's a balance, and not even concerning their temporal health, which is at risk from shootings and everything else, and the mental health from the mind screwing they get while they're in public school. You need to get them out for their spiritual well-being. I mean, you want your children. I mean, you know what they say. What's one thing worse than going to hell is going to hell and taking your children with you.
Amen.
You want to get your children out of these indoctrination centers. They no longer educate. They indoctrinate. Just look at the recent gun rally. Anybody who stood up against and said, no, I believe in the Second Amendment. I want to rally for program. They were either suspended, kicked out, silenced, whatever. There was only – you can have, it was Henry Ford. You can have any color you want as long as it's black. You can have any political opinion you want as long as it's ours. And so – this, we don't understand. This has been the genesis. Public education is the genesis of everything we face today. Because these kids of the 70s were products of public education. The godless, heathenistic school teaching that they're taught that there are no absolute values, there's no creator, anything goes. And they were raised in that environment, you know, no morality, you know, the sexual liberation, everything they were taught, and we see the fruit of it today and what's going on in our country and the absolute depravity that goes on in these schools. I mean, kids can be one of 69 genders, and today it can be one gender, tomorrow it can be another. You can't even remember all this stuff. So I would tell people...
Let Kathy respond to that, Bob.
What do you want me to respond to? Absolutely.
About the schools. Do you agree that...
Absolutely. Yeah. The best thing is to bring your kids home. But if it interferes with your job, then hire a babysitter who's also willing to deal with homeschool.
Absolutely. Homeschooling is absolutely the best.
Yeah.
If you can't... get them in a school at least that promotes biblical values and morality. And you know what's worse? What is really worse than the teachers in public schools are the kids. These kids, I mean, they're peers. There's such peer pressure. You know how it was. I mean, I looked at one of those young girls that was you know, doing the anti-gun thing. Cute young lady. Just the peer pressure she can exert on all the rest of the guys to go along with it because they want to get her favor. I mean, that's the psychology of it. It's easy to do it. That's why they picked her to be that person.
Well, and they've been brainwashing them for years, so it's even easier.
Absolutely. And now the religious institutions, I was telling you, Dave, right now it's there's an article. Let me see if I can pull it up here. It's on the Capstone Report. And it's talking about how their new possible president, F.D. Greer, embraces radicalism and the rhetoric of white privilege. This whole thing, he's going to be the president of the Southern Baptist Association, possibly. And this is the largest Protestant denomination in the country, the one that have held biblical authority. I mean, so we have seen the education institution destroyed. We've seen the religious institutions in this country destroyed. I mean, most churches today have gone apostate. And so if you're sitting in those pews giving your money, you know what you're supporting. Get out of them.
You know, there's no safer place for Satan but behind the pulpit.
Oh, gosh, isn't that the truth? You know, the scripture says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and daughters. You have to come out. You have to come out from among them. This is a decision we're going to have to make. And I understand it takes time, it takes planning, and it can be a transition. But the goal has to be to come out from these institutions that are poisoning everything that we love and hold dear. You have to come out from them.
Let me hold that there in terms of that solution. And Bob, you were listening in the first hour when Kathy was detailing the terrorist plans here that are coming and that are unfolding as we speak. And I'd like you to respond to some of the things that Kathy said are coming, and then we'll let Kathy respond to that as well.
Okay. Well, first of all, keep in mind, these school shootings, I mean, you never let a good crisis go to waste. Maybe, if I take a child and I break their family apart so that they don't know their father, they don't know their parents, I teach them all kinds of amoral beliefs and so that their brain is just screwed, and then when they start to break, I put them on drugs that are known to commit suicide. That's a pretty simple equation. That is terrorism. That is the largest form of terrorism in this country. I mean, I'm surprised, Dave, that we don't have school shootings every week with what we've done to these kids. I mean,
we are doing the same thing to our veterans.
Absolutely. And so, the terror, yes, it is. It's here. It is coming. These school shootings, I think, are an act of terrorism by Marxism that have taken our children and destroyed them and put these thoughts into their mind that they play these violent video games. I could go on and on and on. When we see this happening, it's gonna happen more and more. But as far as what we would consider quote unquote terrorism, the damage is so far done that the infiltration of our country and even to the highest realms of our government is complete. If we can beat it, it's gonna take years of ferreting it out. And because just through tenure, it's so hard to get rid of some of these people. They're well entrenched in there, and they are not going to enforce, you know, any presidential directive that Donald Trump gives. Even if it becomes law, even if Congress passes it, they are going to run interference. They're going to stop it. They're going to keep their cities wide open, allowing more and more of these people in. And it is going to boil down, in my opinion. I think that the conflict is almost unavoidable. I mean, I hate to say that. As a Christian, I want to live in peace. I want to live in peace. I don't want to, no violence. I don't want my countrymen to know violence, that kind of violence. I want us to live in peace with one another. But as I was saying, Dave, before the program, what holds America today, together today? You know, 50, 60 years ago, we had a common religion. Even the Catholic and Protestants got along, even though we had some differences. We had a common culture, a common language. Our heritage was common. All those things were in common. Today, it has been absolutely fractured. We have so many different factions all fighting for their piece of the pie. The only thing that's holding it together right now is the dollar. There's enough dollars floating around in the system to keep even the most poor among us with food on their table. When that stops, now it could be just by sheer crashing into the wall, or it could be deliberate. I don't know which one they'll choose, but it could be either of those. When that stops, there is no camaraderie. There is no 1920s depression where families work together and pull together. There will be factions of that, yes. Which, Dave, if you know me, that's why I tell people network, network, network now. You know, now we have the light of day. You know, work. Jesus said, work while it is yet day. The night comes when no man can work. You need to network right now. If you have some kind of romantic vision of you sitting on your in your retreat with your food, you know, all by yourself, and are going to just successfully ride out this storm, you're not going to do it. You need to network.
Okay, you Bob, let me go back to Kathy here, because I want you two to dialogue on a couple of these points. Kathy, is it too late to turn back?
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Because this is prophecy. And while I believe, this is my personal belief, we are not in the timing of God, this is the timing of Satan. And he has done his best to bring every prophecy in the Bible to pass. But he's done it out of the timing of God. But it is now forcing our hands to react as if it was in the timing of God. First of all, get on our knees and repent.
Amen.
There is no other way to get through this. And secondly, get your children to repent. Teach them the truth, no matter what, because the truth will filter through. I was reminded of my time in Nicaragua, and I don't know if I've ever told you, Dave, but my father-in-law was the president of the PLI, the Contras, in Nicaragua. And when I went to visit them, each time that I went, things changed. And it got so bad that you couldn't carry on a conversation at a dinner table, because one might be Sandinista, the other white one was Contra. You can't trust each other. The trust is gone. Well, that's what theology, liberation theology, does. And that's what the Marxists are bringing in here right now, liberation theology. And they're going to get us to not trust each other in our own families, because Satan has to divide the family before he can divide the nation. And he's done that in the family of churches. He's done that in the family of religions. He's done that in the family of school friends. He has been busy, 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 dividing and conquering consistently.
Kathy, yes. Only 30% of young men in America today are raised by their biological father. In the black community, it's only 10%. The welfare system and what they've done to destroy the family. If anybody had done what the Marxists has done to our family, as far as if it had been physical property they had destroyed through bombing, we would have taken our submarine launched ballistic missiles and hurled them at their country, and we would have been just in doing so. Mm-hmm. What they have done to our children has been so catastrophic, it breaks my heart. I mean, I worked with high school kids for 8 years, and I saw it firsthand what was done to them. And it is unbelievable the level of perversion that these kids are exposed to in public school.
But
I mean,
let's
young
get
girls,
back to the truth. The real truth of that, Bob, is it isn't we, the school, that did this. It's we, the parents, that did
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We allowed it.
We didn't.
And like I said, the worst thing to go into hell is taking your children with you.
That's right.
And we've done that. Kathy, you hit on the word. And this is why I know, Dave, absolutely, I will say mathematical certainty that we are heading towards the calamity, and I don't think there's the way back, is because of a word Kathy used. It's called repentance. And there is no repentant call in the pulpit of America today. It's more of the same. Pass the plate. Let's build a bigger building. Let's get more buses. Let's do this. Let's have bigger programs to do this. You know, the first century disciples with no money, no buildings, nothing, rocked the world and brought the Roman Empire to its knees. Today, the church is living in lavishness. It's what I would call the Laodicean church. I am rich. I have need of nothing. There is no call for repentance in the land. All the things that will bring God's wrath on a nation, the church is afraid to even mention. So that's why I know it's coming without a certainty. And that's why I tell people, you know, the first thing is spiritual preparation. Get your heart right with God. You know, turn the TV off at night. We read the Bible in our family to our children. We read it.
Amen.
And we study it. And so I want my son to know God's word. I don't care if he knows who won the latest football game. I want him to know God's word. If he knows that, that will bring a spiritual richness to him that will keep him from falling in that day. It will plant his feet on the solid rock, not on the sand.
Amen.
And these kids today, their feet are just on sand. And when the water comes in, you've stood at the beach before and had the water wash the sand out from underneath your feet. And you have to regain your composure over and over again because the shifting sand. And that's what these children are morally. I mean, every day, the shifting sand of morality, and they're having to regain their composure. That's why their mind's screwed. That's why their brains are so, you know, destroyed. And that's why we put them on these drugs, and when they break more, we put them on more powerful drugs. And eventually they break, and one of them goes and does something like a school shooting, and then we think, oh, it's the guns. You know, in London right now, what's his name, the mayor, he wants to ban knives. I mean, they banned the guns, the murder rate goes up. Now they want to ban knives. I mean, what are they going to ban, toothpicks next? I mean, you know.
I'm sorry, but this is just so ridiculous.
So we should take that lesson. I mean, London has a higher murder rate as New York. And you can't get a gun in London. Well, you can. I mean, you know, I'm sure his buddies get their guns. The ISIS buddies get the guns. And then the natural-born Britons, I mean, they're going to be left there. So that when the Muslim revolution happens, their throats will be cut and without any means of defending themselves. I mean, we see that happening all over Europe today. But, Dave, I did want to mention something, because you've asked me what you can do. I put three things up on my website tonight that are specials for the Hodges. And if somebody just goes to the search engine on my website and types in Hodges, I've made specials. That you know, crossing the border. You can, if you do not have the night vision, Dave, I'm telling you, tactically, you're screwed. You have to be able to see at night. I cannot put that down more strongly. I just want to mention this. We got a deal on white phosphor night vision. That's the latest and greatest night vision. That's not the green colors you normally see. It's white and black, and it's the clarity and contrast is so much greater. It's what all our spec ops guys are getting now. I have a deal where I can give you the white phosphor night vision for the same cost as the green. And I'm telling you, I've run tactical operations with night vision before, and nothing beats it. It will save your life over and over and over again. When these things happen and you can see what's going on outside your house, or you can patrol the neighborhood, or you can see what's crossing the border, and you can see it clearly. Military-grade night vision gives you that. Dave, I can see out 1,000 yards clearly. I mean, with my rifle, I can take a 5-inch piece of steel and at 200 yards shoot it 100% of the time at 200 yards at night. I mean, that's what it does for you. The other thing is you have to be able to communicate. When they turn this communication system off, ham radio is the only method you are going to have to communicate. It is very difficult to shut that down, especially if you're using the high frequencies because it bounces off the ionosphere. It's difficult to control it. So you'll have the ability to communicate. You'll have the ability to see at night. If you just go to my website and in the search engine, type in Hodges, those specials will come up. And I put some free stuff in there for anybody who buys tonight. So it's just for the Hodges guys that are listening. But I wanted to mention that because, you know, you have your food, you have your water, you've got to network. And one person with night vision and a couple people with communication can save a whole neighborhood. You can prevent a whole neighborhood from being ransacked. I mean, you can absolutely do it. So I just encourage people, if you hear this and this is resonating with you, get ready. I don't know much.
I want to suggest, too, that you go over to my YouTube, 1948 Kitty. And the only video I've ever done was several years ago, and God had me do a video about networking and how you can go about doing that. So you might want to go over and listen to that video.
Kathy, it is absolutely important. You have to network now, because when it happens, there'll be all kinds of people wanting to join. And I guarantee you, there'll be people that they send your way wanting to join.
That's right.
So they can subvert. You have to know these people now. You want them as your friends now, because then you have a better chance of weeding out anybody who would come in there and divulge, private, just how much food you have, what kind of tactics you have, how good of ability do you have to defend yourself. All that information is, information is like the poker player you mentioned earlier. And I know Kathy doesn't play. That's just what she said. But you do hold your cards close to your chest. I know that, because I don't play poker either. But I know you hold your cards close to your chest. And you don't want somebody in your group, kind of going, well, they've got this, they've got that, they've got three of those and six of these. And, you want to hold that close to your chest. So network now. Find people of like mind. I mentioned ham radio, Dave. You go to these ham radio clubs, and I tell you, I've been to quite a few of them. I'm a member of my ham radio club. And you go there, and you just start talking some very basic stuff, and you'll hear people stop dropping prepper words. And, don't let all your cards go at once, but, you can start talking to those people. Ham radio clubs are a place that you can find a lot of people who know what's going on. And that's the other benefit of becoming a ham radio operator. You join a ham radio club, and then that's an immediate network. You have people on that network that all of a sudden you become kind of like a family in those groups. If I use my call sign over the repeater, and the other people in the group hear me, they'll reach out to me. If it's just anybody using the repeater, they might not respond to them. But if it's me, or if I hear them, I'll respond to them. And that's a form of networking that is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
That without it, the three C's, command, communicate, and I've got the other one, but communication is one of the military, the three C's of military command, communication. And so, again, the other thing you want to do for security in your home, especially if you live on the border, things, locks can be picked, but if you get one of these door bars, at night, put the door bar in the front and back doors. If you have sliding glass doors, make sure you put bars in the door so you can't open it up. But a lock can be picked. Even a lock can be crashed. But if you put one of those door bars on your door, that door becomes like 10 times stronger. If you think you're in an area where people might come into your doors, you can also take just an old soda can, put it on top of the door handle. Somebody tilts the door handle, that soda can will fall off. And alert you that somebody's playing around with your doorknobs. So there are things that we can do for security. Another thing, Dave, if you think you have people visiting, under a mat in your home, just take some Cheerios. Put some Cheerios under a mat. Make sure you don't step on it. Come home, lift up the Cheerios and see if they're crushed. When I was traveling overseas, I would always do that because I'd put the no trespassing things in my hotel room. I didn't want anybody in there. But I would always put Cheerios underneath one of the mats in the room. And more than once I came in, those Cheerios were crushed. Somebody was in my room, even though I put the Do Not Disturb sign up.
No, the other thing that you need is two-way radios, because you're going to have to get your own security.
Yeah, two-way radios, the problem with them is that they're, no matter what that box says, Kathy, the transmission distance is only about a half a mile. I've used them. The ones you buy down at the store, it's about a half a mile. There are literally thousands of privately owned repeaters in this country, and a repeater is nothing more than an elevated retransmitter. So I can take my signal from my little handheld and hit one of those repeaters that's up a couple hundred feet in the air, and then I can retransmit out 50 to 100 miles. There's a repeater in the Knoxville area. It's 145-470. I can hit that from where I'm at, and I'll hit Memphis. That's hundreds of miles away. So in order to have any footprint at all, the only effective way to do it is with ham radio communication. The handheld radios that you get at the department store are good if you're on a retreat, and you want to keep your your communication down. You don't want to make a big footprint then. You want to keep it local. And so they're good for that. The other thing about having those radios that's very good is, and why I would have them, is because since they only transmit a half a mile, I would be monitoring those frequencies. If I hear people talking on them, that means I have people a half a mile away from me that have radios. I might want to be interested. I might be interested in what they're talking about. You know, again, there's that network. That's why I tell everybody: if you have a group of people, have an intel guy in your group, somebody who's going on Facebook, somebody who's using social media for all the groups in your area. He's gaining intel of potential threats from maybe a mosque or whatever in your area, and you keep track of that. 80% of the intelligence the U.S. government gets is open source information. That means you go online, you can read it. People post it.
Right.
I've been on ham radio before, Dave, and I've heard people talking about, yeah, I've got 2 years worth of food in my basement, and I've got my AR-15s down there with 5,000 rounds of ammunition. I mean, you know, that's either an FBI guy trying to sucker somebody or it's an absolute idiot, you know?
It is. Let me turn this to Kathy for a second. Kathy, you mentioned kind of offhandedly that, you know, if these people get their way with what they're planning and what they're doing, we're going to end up in FEMA camps.
Yep.
What steps are you taking to make sure that they don't get you at 3 a.m., which is the time that historically the authorities come to put people in FEMA camps?
You know, I was just sitting here trying to think of the name of the thing that I've got. But I've got some things that fit underneath the door. So if anybody's at my door, the alarm goes off. And its alarm is loud enough that it's going to scare people away from the door. And then I've got the electric things that the police use them. I was trying to think of the name when you were but you shoot the electricity at. What are those?
Well, there's a lot of things that are available to us today that really make it nice. For less than $400, you can go to Home Depot and buy a Lorex system. Lorex is made by FLIR. There are five wireless cameras. They do need a 110-volt source to plug into. They have night vision on them. You can mount those cameras around your property. You have a central monitoring station, and you can see at night everything going on outside your house. So you can leave all your lights off. They have night vision. They will see at night. That's under $400.
What's the name of it, and where do you get it?
You can get it at Home Depot. I know they sell it. It's made by FLIR. It's called Lorex, L-O-R-I-X, I believe. But there's a lot of them. They comes with five cameras and a base station, and then you just need a monitor, a computer monitor. Plug the computer monitor into the base station. The cameras get set up. And the nice thing also about that is that you can actually set it up if you have internet connection, that you can download the software into your phone. So if I'm at O'Charlie's eating my dinner, I can actually log into it and just watch my property from O'Charlie's and see if anybody's driving around my property. How nice is that? $400. I mean, I've got one. I know. They work well. Very well. You can get Dakota Alert. We sell Dakota Alert. They're driveway alerts. Somebody comes up your driveway, it's a motion sensing alert. Also, if you have night vision, we have these little things. They're, you know, the chemical sticks that you buy when you break them and they turn green, yellow, purple. Well, they also make infrared ones. So you can actually set this little thing. It's like a little mouse trap. You put the chemical light in. If somebody walks across a path and trips a little wire, it's going to pop that chemical light. They'll never see it because it's infrared. You put your night vision on, and they're going to be glowing like a Christmas tree. They'll never even know they're lighted up. There are a lot you can do. And, again, when do people do this stuff? At night. That's why, Dave, I cannot emphasize the night vision so much. Again, we have that, you know, that white phosphor night vision. You'll never get that price. That's a fantastic price for a white phosphor night vision. Military grade, 10-year warranty. And like I said, if you type in Hodges in the search engine, you'll pull it up, you'll see it. I've equipped everybody in my family with night vision. I just know what it does. I know what it does. And we've had, you've interviewed John Lovell, my friend, before. Okay. He was a former Army Ranger. He runs night vision courses, and I'm telling you, he knows what he's doing, and he's very good at what he does.
I'm going to go back to Kathy again, though, because I want to get her answer for this. Kathy, because you're informational-based. I don't know that you're security-based, alphabet soup type. Mm-hmm. So knowing that DHS is maintaining these lists about you and me. When they come for you at 3 a.m., do you have any contingency plans?
No.
And I want to listen to her answer, and then I want you to critique.
There's nothing I can do. In the situation that I'm in an apartment. There's no way out other than the window, and they'll have that covered. So I've just resigned to the fact that I'm probably going to camp.
That's why you want to watch the movie Escape from Sobibor. Because, I mean, these Jews came up with an incredible plan so that, I mean, I forgot there was, you know, some of them died in the escape, but over 400 of them escaped. I mean, you know, that was 400 that could, that the only way they were to get out of that camp was through the chimney. I mean, you know, that they were going to be roasted, burnt alive. That's how they were going to get out of that camp. They devised a way where they could get out with their hearts still beating, and I like that plan a whole lot better. You know, so that's what I'm saying, escape from Sobibor. It's a
same question
movie.
For you. You're a troublemaker. You're Bob Griswold. You're trying to get people prepared. Okay, they're coming for you at 3 a.m.
There's things that I can do. Okay, ultimately, again, I agree with Kathy. The Bible tells me that I might be arrested for the sake of righteousness or Christ. If I do, as long as I have air in my lungs, I'm going to proclaim my Savior. So even in the king's court, the heart of the beast, they will hear the message of the gospel. They can put me to death, they can silence it, but that's what they're going to hear. If on the other hand, I might have this is where my faith comes in, Dave. I might have a dream, a vision, a premonition, whatever you call it. Go here, don't be here, yeah. Do this, don't do that. And I want to obey it because, again, if God tells me not to be a ground zero, I hopefully I'll hear him and won't be a ground zero. So that's why I have to trust the Lord in these things. I do know that God has raised you and Kathy and me and Steve and, you know, the Hagmans, all these people up to warn America of what is coming. And if on the other side of glory I realize that that thousands of families were saved because of our action, that'll be a pretty good reward unto itself. You know,
I always go by the scripture in the Bible of Ezekiel 33, I believe it's 3, and it says, if I know something and I take it to the next person and I warn them,
the watchman,
and they don't listen to the warning, doesn't matter, I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, it says that as a watchman proclaim the truth and see a man in error and warn that man of his error and he repents, I've saved a soul, which is good.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of like a check for me. But on the other hand, if he does not repent, I've saved my soul from being from the blood guiltness of not warning him.
Right.
You know, when we tell people that certain lifestyles or things are wrong, it's not that we hate them. It's that we love them. I mean, you know, out of love, I'm saying, this is going to cost you your eternal soul. You're going to stand before your Creator, and you're going to be sentenced in the tribunal that there is no appeal to eternal separation from God. Repent. Turn from it. He will forgive you. He will forgive you and restore you and bless you. You know, it's because I have care for that person's soul. It's not that I hate them. I would hate them if I didn't say anything, if I just let them go into perdition. So we have this message, and that's what it is, Dave. Ultimately, I think, Kathy, you and I all agree, we live our lives by faith. I don't know the plans that God has for me. The Scripture tells me they will be good plans. And so I have to take it at that, even if it's an unpleasant death. It would still be good plans because I will see my Father in heaven and I will be with him for all eternity. And so with that, I take comfort. I know many believers have gone on before me and have had to pay that price.
From my perspective, from where I sit, okay, to get both of you to respond, Kathy, you go first. I'm planning on getting out of this thing alive. I don't lay down for anybody. And, it's better to die in the driveway than die in the FEMA camp. Kathy, what's your view on that?
My view is I'm 70 years old. I can't really fake my way out of anything. because I'm disabled. And so I revert back to my faith and revert back to the Word, and the Word says there will be some sort of a rescue that takes place. If God rescues me before they take me to the camps or after they let me go, I don't know. I do know that the Word of God says I have to go to jail maybe for 10 days. And once that I have delivered the message, the gates will open. I'll be coming out of there. So whatever the message is, you got to be willing to deliver the message.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the book, Dave, at the end of the Bible, I read where it says that God will wipe away all tears from my eyes, and I will hear the words, "Enter into the joy of thy God, thou good and faithful servant." You know, I live for that. I mean, I live for that. Nothing that they can do or have planned for me can match that. No evil that they have planned for me can match that. That I will hear the words of the Creator of all things say, "Welcome into the joy of thy God, thou good and faithful servant." You know, Paul, when he was getting ready to die, he didn't beg for his life. He said, "I have fought the good fight." A martial term, by the way. "I have fought the good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a treasure which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me, and not only to me, but all those who love his appearing." So ultimately that's what I look for. I'm 62. If I live to be an old man, 92, that's only 30 years. We know how fast that goes. But with that air that God puts in my lungs, I want to proclaim his truth and warn people, because do not buy the lie that we are coming into a renaissance. And I can tell you unequivocally we're not, because there is no repentance. And that is the key to God's moving on anyone's behalf, is repentance.
Kathy, what's going to hit us first? World War III, or this domestic terrorism that's going to tear the country apart? Or is it coming together?
No. It's going to hit us here first. And they're going to hit us on all sides with disasters, with everything that can possibly weaken us from within is going to happen to us. And Satan, he's the one that says, "You will worship me the way you worship God the Father. You will come and beg me." And that's what they've got to do. They got to get us on our knees. So we go and we say to Satan, "I'll give you my gun for food. I'll do this for you for food, to feed my family." And he takes as worship.
That's why they want to take Dave up on the food offer. You know, I was in Pakistan one night, and this lady approached me and offered to sell me her little girl, and it wasn't to wash my socks, for $100. And from what I took of it, I could keep her. I mean, you know, I could keep her. As a Christian man, it broke my heart to realize that a mother, and I mean, I have a lot of differences with the Muslims, but I have to believe a Muslim mother loves her daughter as much as a Christian mother would love her daughter. And that a family could get into that predicament, that she would be willing to sell a child for food, it was such a reality check. I mean, I've never forgotten it. It was like, oh my gosh. You know, you do not want to be caught with 3 days' food in your house. You don't want that. Dave, I call it the panic zone. You know, people are going to hit the panic zone immediately because they're fat, dumb, and happy. They have a beer and a football game. That's what they have. And that panic zone is going to make you do irrational things because you know all of a sudden, I have nothing. I'm not prepared. You know, the trumpet has sounded and I'm not ready. I've got to go try to do something. You're going to act irrationally. You're going to do crazy things. Whereas on the other hand, if you have 6 months, a year, couple years of supplies, you have a network of friends, you know that panic zone's could be pushed away. You could be able to think rationally. You could have time to get on your knees and say, "God, what do you want me to do now?" That's the whole thing of preparation. That's why we do it, because it allows us to think rationally in irrational times. And so that's why we do what we do. That's why I walk with the Lord, because he gives me peace. It says, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled." I mean, that's what the scripture tells me. And so, you know, when I have those things, when I have spiritual preparation and I have physical preparation, you know, I tell you, it goes a long, long way.
Yeah, and, it does.
So
I I'm perfectly peaceful about it. If they come and get me, okay. That's what God wants, and I'm going to handle that. And I did finally think of the name of the weapons I do have here. Tasers. I got them everywhere.
Kathy, let me start with you, okay? What would be the message, the main message you'd like to leave our audience with?
Stand up. It's time to stand up. We don't have any time to mess around here anymore. Trump needs us to stand up. That does not mean put a gun in your hand. That means all Christians stand up. Begin to fight this war. This is God's war. It can only be fought one way, on your knees. It cannot be fought any other way. It's God's war. And if we are on our knees and we are doing what he tells us to do, he is going to be right there with us.
So, Kathy, are you saying you want high-capacity vocal cords?
High capacity, yes. Although, yeah.
The high-capacity vocal cords are good.
Yeah, Kathy, so. Tell us how we can follow your good work.
You can catch me over on gab.ai under the 1948 Kitty. Or you can catch me over on Call for Investigations on public television out of Seattle.
Can you say that again? You cut out a little bit there at the end.
Call for Investigations on public TV out of Seattle every Monday.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. I know I'm going to be a guest up there sometime when we
yes, you
talk
will.
Again.
So
and
back to work.
That sounds good to me. Kathy, I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's been a very enlightening two segments together. I appreciate you staying over. I hadn't intended that, but your information was so timely and so confirming to what I was being told. We just needed to get it all out. So thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. God bless everybody, and God bless America.
Bob, I want to finish with you as well on the same note. What would be your takeaway message for the listening audience?
It'd be a couple things. First of all, I totally agree with Kathy. You know, we are not called to timidity. We are called to be preachers. Now, that doesn't mean we sit on the sign corner where the end is near thing, but we proclaim the truth. That we have to do. If we do not do that, we are giving in. We are we've abdicated our battle. And I think when we do stand before His Majesty, we will be held accountable for our silent vocal cords. You want high-capacity vocal cords, you know. You can see right now they're trying to ban high-capacity vocal cords. It's called suspending the First Amendment. You want to do that. Second thing, Dave, I've seen deprivation, and we have no clue what it looks like. It is ugly, and it makes you do ugly things. Terrible things you'll do to feed your family, to feed yourself, to take care of yourself. I've seen what happens when people are unarmed and you have opposing people that do not like you very much come in, what they do, and it's not pleasant. You want to get ready. You want to network with people. That's so important. And then you want to cover it. And like I said, I have specials right now that I put up. And all they do is go to the search engine and type in the word Hodges. There's three specials. I'm giving away something free with the night vision tonight. I'm giving away something free with the radio package, and I'm giving something away free. We do sell those door bars. So those things, they can go to my website, readymaderesources.com, go to the search engine, type in Hodges. Those will come up. And then if people want to talk to me after the show and have questions about use of the product or whatever, they can call me. I'll be here, 800-627-3809. I would enjoy talking with you. Again, 800-627-3809. But you know, proclaim the truth and prepare.
I think that's really good advice, words to live by. we're at the precipice, Bob. You know, yes, I don't like to talk time frames, but what I know is happening at the border. I mean, Trump didn't put the military at the border because of 1,500 refugees. That's not what's going on. And we are at the precipice. I mean, all hell could break out tomorrow morning, could be next week, next month.
It sure could.
But I don't think this is going to extend much into the... I think we're weeks, at the most, months away from a reckoning.
I'll tell you about a dream I had a while ago, and I'm not a person who has tons of dreams. I'm not one of those guys. But every once in a while, I've had a significant dream. I shared it with Steve, and he kind of agreed with it. But Dave, you know, I've learned to rely on God and His Word. God sends signs, and if we interpret the signs correctly, we will know what He is doing. And that's what I want to know, what He is doing. So as I see these signs, I know we're at the later stages of divine abandonment in this nation. And when we have been divinely abandoned, His grace and His protective power are no longer there. Katie, bar the door. And a lot of these people are going to wake up one day, you know, and they're going to see the thing the screen on their TV, you know, national emergency thing. Bank holiday or whatever it will be, and reality is going to hit. They're going to run down to the supermarket only to find 9 million other people there with all the shelves stripped bare, and panic is going to set in like you cannot imagine.
It's frightening just to ponder it. Well, Bob, thanks so much for joining us. The web address is readymaderesources.com. You'll be standing by. And you put my name in the search engine for all kinds of goodies. Bob, thanks again for joining us.
God bless, Dave. Thank you.
Bob Griswold, Kathy Rubio, very enlightening 2 hours. I'm going to tell you folks, listen, you've heard me a lot. And I don't come with this, hey, sense of urgency, it's today. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. But I'm telling you, things are happening in a macro way, both with World War III and domestic insurrection. I mean, like I said, we got the Twitter CEO coming out saying civil war, civil war, civil war. Maybe he should ban himself from Twitter. Anyway, we're going to be back in hour number 3 with the late Josh Coy, and you're not going to want to miss this. And it's going to be hard for me to listen to, and I know for a lot of you there won't be a lot of dry eyes when you realize what we've lost.